No more Democrats interfering in Republican elections. It's April 25th, 2024, and these are your headlines. The Republican Party of Texas will soon be exploring ways to close their primary elections in an effort to stop Democrats from interfering in picking the party's nominees. Republican Party of Texas Chairman Matt Rinaldi announced the creation of a new work group ahead of the party's convention next month to explore both, quote, legislative and extra-legislative avenues for the party to close the primary elections, as the legislature has repeatedly failed to do so. While establishing closed primaries, that's where voters can only vote in the primary elections for the party they are affiliated with. Well, that's been a priority of the Republican Party of Texas. The state instead operates an open primary system. Voters of any party can choose which party's primary they would like to vote in, although they can't vote in both in the same year. In some districts, that means Democrats vote in Republican primary elections in safely red districts in order to elect more moderate candidates. We've seen this play out time and time again. Nearly 73% of Republican voters approved a proposition in support of closed primaries during the primary election last month. New attention was placed on the issue this year after an internal memo from then-presidential hopeful Nikki Haley's campaign revealed that Democrat support in open primary states like Texas could boost her chances. Of course, we all know how that worked out, right? In races like House District 21, though, where Speaker Dade Phelan is fighting for his seat in a runoff election, 9% of voters had a history of previously voting in Democrat primaries. Republican Party of Texas Chairman Matt Rinaldi said Republican voters have the right to choose the candidates who will represent them in general elections. We look forward to ending Democrat interference in the Republican primary and giving Republican voters a stronger voice in their own party moving forward. Now, this closed primary working group will be chaired by former state Republican Executive Committeeman Mark Ramsey. It will also consist of current SREC members Matt Patrick and Jim Pickle, Republican Party of Texas General Counsel Rachel Hooper, and former RNC Committeeman and Texas Homeschool Coalition President Tim Lambert. That Texas GOP convention, by the way, will take place in San Antonio on May 23rd through 25th. The anti-Israel protests that have captured college campuses nationwide, well, they've come to Texas. You've seen the video, you've seen the pictures. Hundreds of students marching and gathering at the University of Texas in Austin in support of freeing Palestine. The protest, which was organized by the Palestine Solidarity Committee, saw students reciting those anti-Israel chants, free Palestine, and from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. That's a call for the end of Israel as a nation. Such demonstrations have heated up in recent months following that October 7th surprise attack by Hamas against Israeli civilians, killing more than 1,200 people. Officers from the Department of Public Safety were sent to contain the protests, resulting in approximately 50 arrests. The Travis County attorney says they've declined to pursue most of those charges against them. In response, Governor Greg Abbott said anti-Semitism will not be tolerated in Texas, period. Students joining in hate-filled anti-Semitic protests at any public college or university in Texas should be expelled. Now, the protest on the UT Austin campus comes on the heels of a group of Democrat lawmakers in the Texas House encouraging President Joe Biden to, quote, reassess financial aid to Israel in light of what they've called the ongoing assault on civilians in Gaza by the Netanyahu government. That group of 10 Democrats, by the way, includes State Representative Victoria Nyave Criado, who was placed in the position as a chair by Dade Phelan last year.
They've been called the Texas Kingmakers. They're the biggest political force in the Lone Star State. And most Texans have no idea who they are, what they want, or even that they exist. Hubris, the Texas Kingmakers, a documentary by Texas Scorecard, now streaming on all major platforms.
A resolution passed by the City of Austin's LGBTQ Commission to make the city a sanctuary for gender mutilation surgeries and chemical castration for children will be considered by the Austin City Council next week. The city's LGBTQ Quality of Life Advisory Commission unanimously approved the recommendation to the City Council last week. to protect transgender and sexual identity. Those were their words. The resolution states that the policy of the city will be that no city personnel, funds, or resources will be used to investigate, criminally prosecute, or impose administrative penalties on gender-confused individuals seeking those mutilation surgeries, procedures, or an individual or organization attempting to assist the individual to receive the procedures. Additionally, it states that, quote, except to the extent required by law, city personnel shall not enforce laws of other jurisdictions that impose criminal punishment, civil liability, penalties, or professional sanctions upon those gender-confused individuals and others attempting to assist them. During the last legislative session last year, Texas lawmakers passed Senate Bill 14, which prohibited gender mutilative surgeries from being performed on minors. State Representative Tom Oliverson, the House sponsor of that law in question, said on social media that this law is enforced by the Texas Medical Board, not city personnel. So it remains to be seen what effect this city resolution actually would have. It is set to be taken up for consideration during the city council meeting on May 2nd. For more of today's stories, go to TexasScorecard.com.